Hello, I am Robin Quine, and Jane Pratt is here to help read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. Here she is to start us off with Information Desk.
Thank you to Mrs. Daphne Coupland and Mrs. Barbara Appleton for the stamps you sent us. Thanks also to Miss Elizabeth Davies for the note regarding the article we recently ran about chocolate. We love hearing from our listeners about aspects of the service that they enjoy. Finally, thank you to Mrs. Anne Clark for the very generous donation. We really appreciate everything our listeners send us. Now, a useful tip from Able Community Care. An average empty council wheelie bin weighs about 20 to and 33 pounds, or 9 to 15 kilos. For many older or disabled people, moving a filled bin to the collection point, whether it's at the end of a path or to the pavement, can be difficult. Most councils offer an assisted collection service for those unable to move their bins to the collection place. To request this for yourself or someone else, contact your local council, either by website or by phone, and explain why the help is needed. Most councils offer the service for all standard household waste streams, including general waste, in other words, rubbish, and for various recycling bins and containers.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk that are held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000, extension 341, or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Norwich Creative Writing Group. With the guidance of an experienced and knowledgeable helper, the Creative Writing Group searches for new ways to help you express your inner voice. It meets on the third Tuesday of the month, 2 to 3:45 in the afternoon, and the next meeting is on the 16th of December.
Indoor tennis sessions. With a tennis coach at Eastern Tennis Centre on Mondays from 10:30 until 11:30. Sessions are free of charge and all equipment will be supplied. A minibus will leave at 10 a.m. from the Vision Norfolk Bradbury Activity Centre and return by approximately 12 noon. The next session will be on Monday the 15th of December. Booking is essential, so please call Helen or Mark if you are interested.
In case you missed them, here are Vision Norfolk's contact details again. You can ring Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000, extension 341, or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
The following has been sent to us by the Braillists Foundation, which is a small volunteer-led charity focused on increasing the availability of Braille and supporting those who use it. All of their volunteers are blind Braille users, and everything they do is free to attend. They offer the following seven services. Firstly, a Braille for Beginners course, suitable for adults starting out with Braille. Materials are sent to participants through the post, and they have access to a set of audio lessons, as well as Zoom drop-in sessions with a Braille tutor. Next, masterclasses for existing users covering things like Braille displays, giving presentations, using Braille, updates to the Braille code and Braille music. These are delivered on Zoom every month. Next, a Braille book club with different groups based on reading level. Next, occasional in-person events like our World Braille Day conference earlier this year. Next, a weekly newsletter with Braille-related news, events and opportunities. Go to braillelists.org/newsletter. Next, recordings of their events on the podcast Braillecast. Go to braillecast.com. And finally, their popular Braille Bar. This is a Zoom call where a panel of Braille experts are on hand to answer any Braille-related questions you may have. Contact Connor Scott Gardner for further information at connor.scott-gardner@braillelists.org. That's Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R dot Scott, hyphen Gardner at braillelists.org or at braillelists.org.
Telefriends, a friendly listening ear. Vision Norfolk's Telefriends service offers a free, friendly, confidential listening ear to anyone experiencing sight loss across the Norfolk area. The service gives you the opportunity to set up a weekly call with a Vision Norfolk volunteer to check in and chat, with calls being made for as long as you require the service. The same volunteer will call each week, giving you the chance to get to know each other. You do not have to talk about sight loss. You can simply have a chat about your memories or what is going on in your life. All the volunteers have access to information about our services, so they can also help recommend activities and services, answer questions, or pass your feedback on to the right members of staff. All our volunteers are trained and DBS checked. Many have experience with sight loss and work within other parts of the charity. This service is designed to give you a chance to talk about your concerns and reduce social isolation. Please note, this is not a professional advice or counselling service. We have some very keen, friendly volunteers waiting on the other side of the phone right now, so please get in contact with Mark Smith if you are interested on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org. And that's all for Information Desk this week.